If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is continuing coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
So, do you have that copy for me?
I do. Thank you. Okay, thank you.
All right.
You are
put the witness back, please.
Yes, you mind stepping in the coupon? Let's go on the oath and speak as well.
Yes, sir.
Proceed, John.
Yes.
Trooper, if I can direct you back to page 2529 within that packet before you. And below that text, stating what's that, I don't have the book anymore. You respond, is that correct?
Yes.
And what is it that you say there?
This one is a nightmare. Forget about the kids. That's awful.
And sir, if I could direct your attention again within that same packet to 2532. And there's a message there sent at 10:56 p.m. Is that correct?
Yes.
And who's that from?
A friend who lives in Tennessee.
And what does he say in that text?
I'm sure the owner of the house will receive some shit.
And you respond at 10:56 as well as 10:57, is that correct?
Correct.
And what is it that you respond?
My first response was nope. Homeowner is a Boston cop too.
And what, if anything, were you saying, or what was the purpose of that text in regard to the homeowner?
I was just letting him know that essentially Mr. O'Keefe is a Boston cop and the homeowner was a Boston cop as well.
Now, if I could turn your attention to 2533. And top of the page, sir, if you could read through that page as far as who's texting and what are they saying?
Again, for my friend from Tennessee and myself. I hope not, but I can't see it. I responded with, she waffled him. I looked at his body at the hospital. He was banged up.
Now, as far as the next text from a 781 number, what does that say?
Did he get beat up?
And you responded to that, is that correct?
I did.
The objection sustained as to form.
What, if any, response did you provide to that?
Nope.
Objection. The objection was to the former question and the answer.
Okay. I'll strike it.
Now, turning your attention to 2534. And from this page, sir, if you could, again, just read through as far as indicating to the jury who's speaking and what is being said.
From the start of the first text, so the owner of the house?
Yes.
So the owner of the house was a woman cop that beat him? That's what I initially thought after talking to Keen Paramedic. Then I saw the guy.
And those last two are your responses, is that correct?
Yes.
Now, the following text messages are from your friends, is that correct?
Yes.
What do they say?
Bear, let's focus. What does she waffle to mean? What's the story? I responded, she hit him with her car.
And the she that you're referring to there, who is that?
Miss Reed.
Now turning your attention to the next page, 2535. Again, if you could start at the top of the page and read through that page and just indicate to the jury who is talking and what is being said.
Okay. My friend in Tennessee states, okay, that's fucked up. I respond, intentional or not. Then another response, gotcha. He was frozen in the driveway and she didn't see him, question mark. That's another animal we won't be able to prove. And then I respond, they arrived at the house together, Gondor and I.
I didn't want to speak out loud or out of turn.
The objection's overruled.
Your Honor. If I could say this, there needs to be an identifier of who's speaking.
And I understand what you think the mix-up is. So, Mr. Lally, go back.
Thank you.
Sir, if you could please, again, start at the top of the page and just indicate.
No, just after the gotcha, he was frozen in the driveway, correct, Mr. Jackson?
That's correct, Your Honor. Thank you.
I respond, that's another animal we won't be able to prove. I follow that up. They arrived at the house together, got into an argument. She was driving and left. 781 number responds with, what's the name of the Canton cop living in Canton, the other one involved?
And how do you respond to that, sir?
There's several other messages before I issue a response.
Objection again. Bottom of the page.
So it's not an objection, but Mr. Lally, why don't you point him?
So, sir, at the bottom of page 2535, you have a response. Is that correct?
Correct.
And what is that response?
They arrived at the house together, got into an argument. She was driving and left.
Objection.
So it's going to be a matter you can address on cross.
There has to be some accuracy.
So I understand. So, Mr. Lally, why don't you go point for your witness?
May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a HTML link, whiteout / Proctor iCloud / group chat Feb 2022. So you point out.
Can I see what you have for a second, please?
Yes, sure.
Mr. Lally, it's on there. Why don't you go show your witness? Why don't you just read it, Mr. Lally, and tell us who you attribute it to?
Sure. So, sir, what I'm asking you about is the bottom of page 2535, 2535. You indicated biffed him, correct?
Correct.
What did you mean by that?
That Ms. Reed had struck Mr. O'Keefe with her vehicle.
Now, sir, if I could direct your attention to page 2537. Now, do you see a response toward the bottom of the page from yourself, January 29th, 2022 at 11:04 p.m.?
Yes.
And can you read that response for the jury?
Yeah, but there'll be some serious charges brought on the girl.
And what did you mean by that, sir?
That throughout the course of the day, we had compelling evidence that Ms. Reed struck Mr. O'Keefe with her vehicle.
And you have two responses from friends, the same friends, at the bottom of that page, 2537, is that correct?
That's correct.
And what are those responses?
Keep your voice up loud, please, Trooper Proctor. Jurors can't hear you.
Yeah. Yes, Your Honor. Number ending in 5051. Got to be. I can only imagine what internal affairs of the BPD are trying to get out there. The second response, same number. She hot at least.
And turning your attention to the next page, 2538, at the top, if you could just read a number series of responses from yourself, correct?
Yes, sir.
Read from those, sir.
Yep, so these came from me. From all accounts, he didn't do anything wrong. She's a whack job. C-U-N-T.
Objection.
So don't spell it. You have to... So these are your words, Trooper Proctor?
Yes, Your Honor.
Go ahead and say them.
Cunt. Yes, she's a babe. Weird Fall River accent, though. Though. No ass.
And, sir, what is it that you were referring to there, or why would you text that?
These were, from all accounts, he didn't do anything wrong. Is talking about the homeowner, Mr. Albert. I had mentioned the compelling evidence against Ms. Reed at this point indicated that Mr. Albert had nothing to do with Mr. O'Keefe's death. The rest of the unprofessional and regrettable comments are something I'm not proud of, and I shouldn't have wrote in a private or any type of setting.
At some point, if I could turn your attention to page 2540. And there's a photograph that's shared within this text communication, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And does it indicate who shared that photograph? From the prior page, possibly.
The number ending in 5051.
And who is depicted in that photograph that was shared within the group text?
It's Ms. Reed being escorted out of the State Police Milton Barracks.
And these are all from February 1st of 2022, around that time frame, is that correct?
Yes.
Now, sir, if I could direct you to page 2543. And, sir, if I could direct you to the top of the page and ask you to read through that page, indicating who's speaking and what the content of those communications are.
Okay. Number ending in 4146. Question is that chick a smoke? Again, 4146, question mark. I respond, E-H. I respond again, nutbag, as Chief would say. I also respond with, she's got a leaky balloon knot, leaks poo.
And what, if anything, is that in reference to, sir?
Again, to Ms. Reed's some medical conditions there. Again, unprofessional comments I should not have made, that I'm not proud of.
As far as attitudes expressed within these text messages and other text messages, what, if any, impact did that have as far as your investigation was concerned regarding this?
These juvenile, unprofessional comments have zero impact on the facts and the evidence and the integrity of this investigation. They said these are unprofessional comments, but they absolutely do not detract from the integrity of the investigation or the facts and evidence of it.
Your Honor, may I approach this retreat?
Yes.
Now, Trooper Proctor, contained within, you've seen text messages amongst yourself and a variety of different people from that same sort of iCloud era of your personal phone, correct?
Correct.
And among those are there communications that you had with members of the Ken Police Department?
Yes.
And how would you characterize, or what was the general content of communications that you had with members of the Ken Police Department?
One communication was to coordinate interview times for firefighters and police officers and to set up a conference room where those interviews could be conducted. Obviously, the presence of Canton detectives or any police officers were not going to be sitting in on these interviews. Another communication was to inquire of relevant security videos that are in the area. They're local department, they know the area very well, so I reached out and asked if there's some good cameras in the area that I had of kind of interest in.
You may approach the witness.
Yes.
I'm showing you another document, just asking if you recognize that.
Yes, I do.
What do you recognize that to be, sir?
Text communications between my sister and I.
That's your sister, Courtney, is that correct?
That's correct.
And similar to what I'd asked you about the prior packet, as far as a first message sent, date and time, last message sent, date and time, what is indicated on this first page?
First message sent, date, time, December 10th, 2021 at 9:33 p.m. Last message sent, 8:30, 2022 at 8:48 p.m.
And 8:30, that's August 30th, is that correct?
I'm sorry, yes, August 30th, 2022.
And similarly to the other messages, is there an indication as far as how many number of messages were sent between yourself and your sister over that time period?
2,865.
And fair to say that the documents in front of you do not contain 2,865 messages?
Correct.
Now, just in reference to the first message on page 2662, the first page in this packet, do you see that from December 10th of 2021 at approximately 9:33 p.m.?
Yes.
And what does that indicate?
A text message from my sister.
And what does it say?
I called earlier, Dolph earlier, and Mom was puking in the background.
And do you recall what that was in regard to?
From the sounds of it, my mother had the stomach bug.
And sir, if I could direct your attention to page 2667. And these are text messages from January 29th, 2022 between yourself and your sister, Courtney, correct?
Correct.
And if you could read from the top of the page through the end and please indicate to the jury as far as who's talking and who's saying what.
So I texted my sister at work, what's up? She responds, what? Why? I respond, oh, just found a frozen to death on a front lawn in Canton this morning. actually just interviewed Jen McCabe, said she knows you.
And they knows you? Who are you referring to?
My sister.
And how did your sister respond to that?
Cut the shit. I responded you. Maybe there's a typo correction with my response to you. She responded, yeah, she knows Jack very well. She's really good friends with Julie. My sister continues on. Her sister is married to Brian Albert. My sister asks, you still working? Question mark. I says, yeah, going to be out for a while. Homicide.
And as far as your answers to those questions, or as far as your communications that you had with your sister at this time, on the afternoon of January 29th, what were those in regard to, or why were you communicating that to your sister?
At that time, it was just kind of in the news. I was just kind of letting her know I was out working. Obviously, I didn't share anything specific. I wouldn't share anything specific on cases with my family or anyone. It was just kind of an overall innocent conversation.
Now, turn your attention to the next page, 2669. Again, if you could read from that page as far as who was talking and what the content is.
My sister starts off, the Canton thing is a homicide. I respond, this is at 3 in the afternoon on the 29th. Don't say a word to anyone. She said, of course not. I respond, in the very least, it's suspicious. She responds, this is your livelihood. And then I would never miss with that. 3:07, I respond, Julie and Chris were at the bar with the victim and girlfriend. Got to interview them.
Attention to page 2672. These are messages from February 1st, 2022. Is that correct?
Correct.
And the one at the top starts about February 1st, 5:57 p.m. Is that correct?
Yes.
And again, if you could read through as far as who's speaking and what the content of those messages are.
I texted my sister, what's up? She responded, nothing. I just saw Julie, and she said, when this is all over, she wants to get you a thank you gift. And I respond, get Elizabeth one. Elizabeth's my wife. And my sister responds, because I guess her and Chris were friends with John, and she's so proud of you for leading this. And then she writes, Elizabeth, question mark. I respond, she's been stuck with the kids for the last 10 nights. My sister responded, yeah. But she knew what life is like married to a cop.
And sir, as far as the gift that's mentioned, as far as Julie Albert, is that anything that you have received at any point in time?
I never received a gift. I never asked for a gift. My wife never received a gift. She never asked for a gift.
So how would you describe this context of this conversation, or why that's being discussed at this time?
Again, I don't know the thought process of my sister and Julie as far as bringing that idea of a gift into play. Like I said, I didn't ask for one. I never received one, the same with my wife.
Sir, if I could direct your attention to page 2676. And again, if I could ask you to start at the top of the page and read through and just indicate as far as who is saying, who is speaking and what they're talking about.
I start out, we write like 8 to 12 warrants on each case. My sister responded, no, I have no idea what the hell you do or how it works. I responded on the 10th at 7:36 p.m. I'm starving, but I also just want to go home. Thanks, though. My sister responds, yeah, but is dinner going to be waiting? She responded with, ha, ha, ha. And then I responded, yep. And then my sister responded with, okay, it's fine. Mom and I just don't want to go home.
May I approach her?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
May I approach the witness, Your Honor?
Yes.
I'm going to have documents here. Do you recognize that?
Yes, I do.
And what do you recognize that?
This is private messages between my wife and I.
Again, what is your wife's name?
Elizabeth.
And what, if anything, does that indicate as far as dates and times and number of messages involved?
Okay, so the first message sent, 5/20/2022 at 6:19 p.m. The last message sent, 8/31/2022 at 9:16 p.m.
And what, if any, indication does it give as far as the number of messages within that text chain?
1,632.
And of those 1,162, there's one message that's listed on that. Is that correct?
Correct.
And what is the date and time of that message, and what does it say, and who's speaking?
This is me speaking on June 9th, 2022 at 4:56 p.m. I text my wife waiting to lock this whack job up.
And what are you referring to in that text, sir?
I'm referring to the arrest after Ms. Reed was indicted by the grand jury.
And again, as far as the terminology that you use in that text message to your wife, why is it?
Again, unprofessional messages I should not have sent. I don't have an explanation other than they're regrettable and it's something I'm not proud of, the language I use.
May I approach the retriever?
Yes. So, Trooper Proctor, the jurors can't hear you. So speak directly into your microphone the way I'm doing, okay?
Yes, Your Honor.
More raw courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed is coming up from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Press subscribe so you don't miss a minute.